Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so today I have Derek Moore on the line, and he is President and CEO of Building Maintenance of Tomorrow. Derek, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam, how you doing? Great to be here. Thanks for asking me to be on today.
Hey, Derek. So I'm excited to have you on the show today. So, of course, we'll be talking about the future of building maintenance, and I'm excited to get into your background as an entrepreneur and also talk about building maintenance of tomorrow. And sure. We're launching a podcast together, man. I'm so excited to have you as a host on our Mission Matters podcast network. We're going to talk about that as well. So we got a lot to cover today, but we'll start this episode the way that we start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, all Derek. Right. We at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Derek, what mission matters to you?
Well, the mission matters to me is to make an impact, in my industry, to make an impact in my community, and to make an impact in the world, ultimately. I have big dreams and goals, and trying to find the other individuals that are in my tribe that want to do the same thing. So, you know, just want to make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, it's awesome. One of the reasons why we're excited to have you as a host, and I get that from you. I get that you want to make a difference, and we're happy to provide the platform to help you do that. I want to go a little bit back in time here, Derek. So
sure.
Where did all this entrepreneurship, like how did that path, I know it's different for everyone. How did that start for you?
Well, I think I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I've always wanted to be my own boss. It started when I was very, very young, probably 10, 11 years old, from the Midwest, from Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. And, you know, back then it was really big to cut grass. So I usually would go out and cut my grandmother's grass. And in her neighborhood, her neighbors used to ask me if I would do it for them as well. So I started making money. And ended up cutting the whole neighborhood's grass and making money at 10, 11 years old. And I was like, oh, and to this day, I still love landscaping for some reason, because I started off, you know, my entrepreneurial spirit, you know, cutting grass and doing lawn work and everything. And every career move that I've made, I've always had a owner mindset. I've always wanted to be a part of the direction of the company. And I always would think about things of how we can improve systems, improve the way that we were doing things to make things life easier. And then the way that I got into my industry now is a kind of out of necessity. I was in the real estate industry for about 10, 11 years. And then 2008 came and kind of turned that upside down. And some figure income turned into no figure income overnight. And so I kind of had to get into an industry that would pay the bills. And at the time, my wife's parents were in the industry for over 30 years, got involved in the industry and kind of learned everything about it, and actually did a acquisition and bought them out of their particular thing. They went into an early retirement and started running the industry that I'm in now and the company that I'm in now right around 2008, 2009, and been pumping it ever since.
Man. And I'm from the Midwest too. So from Michigan. And so I don't know how I missed out on the cutting grass business. I had lots of different businesses. Yep. I always wish that I, like, in retrospect, I wish I had the paper route that people had. Yep. for the kids listening, Google, there were such things as paper routes. Maybe there still are, but
it wasn't back in the day, right? You know,
but a number one, but cutting grass, I missed that business. I thought it was free labor, because that's what my dad told me.
Right, exactly. At home, it was free labor.
I probably didn't even know you could make money cutting grass.
Exactly.
It for free, I was like, this is worse. But I missed out on that business, but had many others.
I cut grass, but I didn't shovel snow. I didn't want to do the shovel and snow thing, because that was too hard of work. And that's I stayed away from that one.
So going back, I kind of want to take you back in time. Obviously, it doesn't have to be the childhood experience, but just in general, as an entrepreneur, you know, we all learn from the ups and downs, everything in between. Obviously, 2008 was tough for many, but also many businesses were launched and or changed hands during that time period. And you're a great example of this. If you were to go back and to kind of give that Derek that was going through that time period, maybe some advice or just that some can learn from today, what kind of things would you tell him?
Well, I probably would tell my old self to be more open, to learn more, because I was so energetic about what I thought that I knew. I probably could have learned more by getting more mentorship from individuals that were in the industry, not only my mother and father-in-law, but other people in the industry to learn more, because I learned a lot through the bumps and the bruises of failing and figuring out what doesn't work. But, you know, that has its perks as well. But I think if I was able to learn more and be able to receive more mentorship from other individuals in my industry, it probably have been a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think about that all the time. Like mentors, what a big part they play in our lives, right?
And
it's funny because I think if we look back at that time period, I feel like most people watching this that have any age on them or have been entrepreneurs long enough, like they're thinking, yeah, I probably should have listened a little bit more. Probably should have asked. I didn't have to take all those bumps and bruises, right? Like that's the point.
Right.
Exactly. So Derek, taking it a step further, tell us about, this is just on the path. So 2008, you buy the business or you acquire the business, you're building it. Take us like what was the next step? So you have the new business, like what was that next step for you? Cause that had to be kind of scary, right? Like time period wise.
It was definitely scary. Just learning every aspect of the business to make it grow. I've always had big ambitions. I've always said that I want to build this $100 million corporation and then sell it and then go off and do my philanthropic work around the world. You know, still have that mentality, still have that desire, but just wanted to do the best that I could to be the best leader that I could be. So started taking a lot of leadership training and did find some very good mentors and business advisors to help me through some of the hard times. And so my goal now is to try to reinvent and duplicate myself so I could have someone else do the things that I do so I can do things on a higher level to make more of an impact.
Yeah. Let's and I want to go further into the model into what you're doing and also your vantage point. You have a unique vantage point in building maintenance and working a lot of commercial. So before we go further, though, tell us a little bit more about the company. So Building Maintenance of Tomorrow.
Sure. Building Maintenance of Tomorrow is a commercial building maintenance company, and we offer building maintenance and janitorial custodial services to commercial clients. And we do everything from top to bottom, anything that your building needs. If we don't do it, we have a vendor and a relationship with a vendor that does. So we try to be a one-stop shop for our clients. But more importantly, we try to really embrace the core values of our organization. And that's kind of makes us a little bit different than other organizations out there in our industry.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about that, like about about what that translates to, because I want to, because as we've talked in the past, and is your vision for this thing is unique, number one, in my opinion. And number two, it's big. Like you got a lot of things you want to accomplish, and you want to provide a lot of opportunities for individuals. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. And my philosophy is a lot of people can get into our industry and do the job. But I want to make sure that our organization, the people that work with our organization are different and understand our core values. We have four core values. Core values are lead by faith, make a difference, make money while staying positive. Mm-hmm. And leading by faith, I think, is very important to me because for me individually, I'm spiritually guided on the things that I do and the mission that I have in my life and the purpose that I have in my life. So my faith really helps me through that. So I try to identify individuals to bring into my organization and clients that kind of have the same mentality of want to do something bigger than just write a check to an organization or just be normal. I think when I'm able to find individuals that understand how important treating people well, doing things right, and appreciating individuals for what they bring to the table is very, very important. Yeah. And so that's what brings to my second core value of making a difference. We go in to try to build relationships with our clients. So the people that we hire, the people that we recruit, we look for individuals that have that desire. They want to make a difference and want to help individuals attain their goals and not just have selfish endeavors. Selfish endeavors are great. But as we go out to take care of our clients, we need to make sure that, you know, their mission and their purpose is forefront of our minds as well. And of course, the third is to make money. Of course, we need to make a living, earn wages, and be able to, you know, take our mission forward. And of course, that takes money. Yeah. And then to be positive, because there are a lot of things that come up in our industry, in every industry, that can be negative, can be very stressful. But through it all, we have to find a way to stay positive and be able to find the best thing about every situation moving forward. And I think that makes us different than a lot of organizations out there, because when we have all four of those working hand in hand, we really deliver a great product to our clients and make sure that their experience is what it's supposed to be.
Awesome. And so what do you think? Because this is, I know you're a big culture guy. Like I wasn't initially, and I'll say that, and I'll pick on myself here. Like I didn't really understand what building a strong culture within an organization meant in my younger years, we'll say. And then, you know, as time went on and I look back at like some of the great companies that I worked for, like a Quicken Loans, like the Vanguard Group, Charles Schwab, like all these great companies I worked for. And I realized that, you know, culture was an underlying theme that was kind of in the DNA of those companies that I would argue allowed them to grow to where they are today as, you know, really large companies and leaders in their industries. Like, right. What does culture mean to you?
Culture is everything. We try not to build a family dynamic because family is business is a little bit different, but we take care of our people like family. We make sure that we understand what each of our employees, our staff, our executive team, and even our vendors and subcontractors that we work with understand that we want the best for them. And we'll do anything that we need to do to make sure that it happens. So we take care of our people, whoever's in, we treat our employees just like our clients. Everybody's not gonna be happy all the time, but we do our best to give everything that we can to everyone that's associated with us so they can fulfill their goals as well. So it's not just about me, it's not just about the company, it's about everybody involved. So we get to know our employees, we get to know our subcontractors, we get to know our vendors, and we understand what their needs are so we can help them attain their needs as well. So we're very, very big on that. And I think if you talk to any of our employees or any of our team members that have been with us for a substantial amount of time, we'll say the same. We really care about our people. And so in turn, they care about what we do as well. So it all makes sense.
So I and it's paying off. I mean, your company's in growth mode right now. Like all this hard work, all these years and this groundwork that you've laid, I mean, it's paying off. It's been paying off. And now it's just, let's say, accelerating according to our conversation. So I'm excited for you. I always love to celebrate the success of other entrepreneurs because entrepreneurship's not easy. Running a business, doing it day in and day out, like being that person that's in charge is a really difficult thing. So tell me about this growth mode. So what's on the horizon for you? What's the vision?
A lot of great things are on the horizon. We're building relationships with very large corporations that are allowing us to hire more people. So we're very, very focused on finding the right people because we just don't want just people and a headcount. We want the right people so we can give our clients exactly what they're looking for and the services that we provide. So my goal is to have at least a team of 1,000 people. And it doesn't just have to be local. I see us growing regionally and nationally very soon here. And so there are a lot of big things coming down the pipe right now. And I'm really looking forward to it looking forward to the journey to identify the people that are going to be what we call our A team. We're building our A team. So we need people that have a sense of excellence, and a sense of pride in everything they do, and they'll move it forward in everything that we do in reference to our services. And one of the things that we're going to do as well, and I'm really excited about, and I already have a couple of veterans in my my organization, is build our veterans program where we're hiring veterans and putting them back in the workforce and everything as they come out of the military. And I'm really looking forward to that because that really matters as well, because they really need opportunities. And they're bringing a lot of skills to the table just based off of their military training. So we're looking forward to that. And mentoring programs as well. I'm a very big in mentoring, and whether you be in our organization or out. So several things coming down the pipe, and and with the book that we're going to be doing and the podcast that we're going to be doing, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, it's awesome. You got to tell me about the podcast, man. And for everybody listening, I'm really excited. Like Derek's going to be a host on the Mish Matters Podcast Network. We're launching a show with him, and I'm excited. So this isn't live yet for everybody, but when it is, don't worry. We'll have Derek on the show. We're going to plug it. We're going to promote it, and you can get the full breadth of what we're doing. But just to give the audience a little bit of a teaser, a little taste, like what are the kind of things that you want to talk about on your show?
Well, I just want to see what mission matters to other individuals. You know, we can kind of talk about, you know, similarities and the things that we're doing. I'm going to be interviewing some other entrepreneurs that are in my industry, a lot of other entrepreneurs that are not. And we're kind of going to kind of talk about, you know, the things that we understand mutually. And I'm going to do my best to understand what their mission is, put their mission out there and see how much we can support them. So I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it is going to be great. I'm excited to support you in this effort. And it's the whole point here. It's, you know, is to make sure that we're elevating the stories of others, to get that content out so that we all benefit as a society. So I think it's awesome. Well, Derek, I just have to say it has been great having you on the show today, learning more about you, your background, of course, as an entrepreneur from those days of mowing lawns in the Midwest.
Right.
Now to growing an organization of over 1,000 is the goal. I mean, I'm pumped and I'm excited to watch you on this journey. I'm excited to support you along the way. That being said, if somebody is watching this or listening to this and they want more information on connecting with you and your team, I mean, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure, absolutely. You can always go to our website. Our website is BMOTW.com. That's a Building Maintenance of Tomorrow. It's acronym BMOTW.com. Or you could call us directly on our toll-free number of 877-880-4110. And we'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have. And let us know what your mission is, and we'll make it matter.
That's awesome. And by the way, for everybody listening, we will put all that information in the show notes. So you can just click on the link, head right on over and check out Derek and his team. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time listening to a Mission Matters episode or engaging with the platform, We're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and having them share their mission. You know, why do they do what they do? Like, how are they doing it? And also, like, what can we all learn as a community so that we can all grow from that knowledge? If that's the type of content that sounds fun or interesting or motivating or hopefully engaging to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line, just like Derek. And we don't want you to miss a thing. So hit that subscribe button. And Derek, really, it has been a pleasure. Really excited to launch your show and to continue working with you for today. Thanks again for coming on the show.
I'm looking forward to it, Adam. And thank you for having me.